Are you selling hope?
Entrepreneurs are the most stubborn, passionate, and creative people on earth. But running a business is tough, lonely, and oftentimes thankless. So how do you keep from going nuts while doing everything necessary to grow your company? Today, you were meant to hear this. Brian J. Pombo helps overworked owners and executives break through the frustrations and rekindle their passion. These are the principles, strategies, and tactics you can use to overcome obstacles and rediscover your absolute dream business. Here's Brian.
Hi, I'm Brian Pombo. Welcome back to Brian J. Pombo Live. Tonight, I'm going to talk about a little situation that is going to expand into a larger situation, and then I'll come right back to you and your business and see if you are really selling hope or not. And should you be? Well, we'll get into that in a second. First, I just wanted to promote DreamBizChat.com. If you haven't heard of DreamBizChat.com, you're welcome to watch any of my videos and get a more in-depth explanation of DreamBizChat.com. But the best video for you to watch is on DreamBizChat.com. Where's my little, I don't even have my cue card. You can find DreamBizChat.com in the description. You click on that link, go straight over there, watch a video, find out more about it. It's all for business owners, specifically that are in the self-reliance field, but you can go check it out and see if it fits you. Now, in the meantime, let's get back to our topic, which is hope. And why do I want to talk about hope? Well, I was sitting around talking with some employees of one of my clients, and one of the things that our conversation went along to is the idea of today's politics. And if you aren't aware, in the United States, there's a huge division of people in the United States. And one of the things that comes up over and over again, and I think on both sides of the spectrum and oftentimes in the middle too, is politics of envy. So it's always the concept that someone else has something that you rightfully deserve, and that they're keeping it from you. And this creates division and envy, and I'm always interested to see what the root causes are of this. And in discussing with people, I tend to find out quite a bit. And those of you who are having this conversation with me, if you're watching this video, hopefully you'll recognize this and you won't take any offense to it. But I wanted to talk with you because I think you'll see the same thing when you talk to people about politics. If you really take it down to brass tacks, it really comes down to a personal issue that people have in their life and a feeling of hopelessness, so to speak. A feeling that they can't get ahead, that they'll never be as good as or on the same par or on the same level as some other class of people out there. That there's somebody holding them back. And a lot of this comes down to the structure of our country. And it took me back, because it took me back to a period of time when I was able to start breaking free of a lot of those thoughts in my own head and start seeing what the possibilities are. And believe it or not, so if you take it all the way back, I started off on the family cattle ranch. And with that, I got a real concept of work ethic in terms of hard work, in terms of putting in the time and doing things until the job's done, not until you're done with the time for the day. It's like the job has to get done. One way or the other, it's got to get done because the sun's going down and the cows have to get fed. And so that was a great lesson. But the lessons I started learning in my second, that was one end of business ownership that I got to see. And it was more of the hard work end of business ownership. The second situation that I fell into regarding business ownership happened to be in the network marketing field. So I fell into a situation where I was working with a network marketing company, and I came across a book. This is a book that came out way back then. This is by Burke Hedges. It's called The Parable of the Pipeline. Now, I don't care if you care about network marketing or think it's a scam or anything of that sort. It really doesn't matter. But a book like this is a pretty simple concept that applies to anybody and can allow a person to think a little bit outside the box and see that passive income is possible for just about everybody. And I've talked a little bit before about passive income and how the perfect situation of passive income is a fake idea. You can go and watch my video on passive income is fake. But the concept of passive income and going more in that direction versus being in your current situation, what most of us find ourselves in is when you're trading time for money. What this book talks about is the difference. It's a full analogy, and you got to read the book. It's a thin book. Go out and find a copy of this one. This is a good one. The analogy, though, is the difference between people if they're trying to get water from one place to the other, carrying buckets day after day and getting paid per bucket for the amount of water that they pull. And no matter what, the water gets used up and they got to go back and they got to get the water and drag it all the way over and bring more via buckets, versus somebody that builds a pipeline once and then all it takes is turning on a nozzle from that point forward. That's the amount of work they do for the water to be able to flow from that point forward. And so it's the carrying buckets, active trading time for money, form of income that 95% of all of us do, versus the person that's building the pipeline. Now, the building of a pipeline always looks like it isn't ever going anywhere, because until it's built, there's no money flowing through, there's no water happening, there's no progress until it's done. The whole time you're building it could take years and years and years. Another analogy you may have heard used is the building of a bridge. You know, you can keep using the ferry back and forth, and it's instant, and it's instant gratification. But you're always gonna, it's always gonna be slower than if you just built a bridge and drive across. But the building of the bridge, none of it's gonna matter until it's done. Once it's done, though, endless amounts of cars can go back and forth. So hopefully those analogies make sense to you. If not, go and check this out. Check out this book. The main point I wanted to bring up about the book, though, is it provided a very simple analogy for how passive income works and used a few examples. Passive income is as simple as owning some rental real estate that once you have it and once it's basically secure and you've got somebody renting from you in that piece of real estate, then it pays for itself over and over and over again, and you just sit back and collect a check. Now, of course, a certain amount of that has to go back into it for repairs and all those type of things and for property management, but at the same time, you should be able to pull a positive amount even after the mortgage is being paid. If you've done everything right, that's the concept of passive income in its simplest form. There's also network marketing companies. There's other types of passive income that you could create through time, through your retirement and so forth. Why do I bring up passive income? It's because it's something that's so simple, so basic, but very few people do it. It takes a lot of hard work to build a pipeline, to build a bridge. It takes a lot of time, a lot of work without any instant feedback. It's not done till it's done. Once it's done, you've got something. Before it's done, it's a whole lot of hard work that doesn't seem like it's going anywhere whatsoever. And something like this comes along and provides hope. And I noticed that in discussing this with a lot of people, especially a lot of people, I'd say, probably 30 years and younger nowadays, have gone through their whole lives and never really had anyone bring a really solid sense of hope to them. That's on a very macro level. That's on a very large level. I'm talking the United States culture today is what I find over and over again. But here's my question to you. If you're a business owner, how are you providing hope to people? How are you bringing the message of hope? How are you taking them from where they're at and giving them a message that your product or your services can help take them to a higher level? Even on the most simplest level. If you've listened to an Off the Grid Biz podcast, I'm thinking of an example of my friend Mark Robinson, who runs handicappedpets.com. where he has wheelchairs and so forth for animals and being able to explain the difference in life that helps the animal and it also helps the owner. Simple ideas. This is a little idea on hope. I gotta go quick because I don't want to go over the 10-minute mark. Hey, you have a great night. In the meantime, we'll see you tomorrow. Get out there and let the magic happen.